Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Afromasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Oh, no, it was bad. I mean, it was really, really bad in India and another country. I think either we all assume Nigeria, but they didn't say what it was. And then when it comes to sports, as soon as you win a race or an event, they take your urine sample. No. You just win. Once you win, no, they're going to test you for dopes because there's so much cheating. And you are trying to win against somebody who has taken steroids. Your chances are reduced. And that is the reality of the world in which we live in. And when it comes to business and other areas, you'd be amazed that people enter into spiritual levels. My friend was once a teacher in a certain school in Kumasi, not Volta region, Kumasi. I guess you say Volta region, Kumasi. Yeah. And he was a teacher. And there was one student in this class who he noticed he was doing well, but he wasn't learning. So he said, this guy is maybe naturally smart, you know. So he was just chatting with a guy. And he said that, you are not learning. And boy said, oh, don't worry, I'll pass. And they asked him, how? He said, oh, I have something. I have something. So he said, when I sit down in their class, I look around to see who is learning. Then when I see the one who is learning, I do something. Then what he has learned, I transfer into my head. Then he will forget. Then he will forget what he has learned. And then I will remember. I will know it. So when I look through my things, when they ask a question, I can answer it. Because I have learned, I have heard it right now. But you, the person who lent it, you forget. You say, oh, I know this thing, but I can't remember. Because somebody has plucked it out of your mind. Yeah, not what are you? Kumasi here. The school is near, it's in town. It's not here. It's in town. It's a school. Start with the S. Yes. No. So what I'm saying is that trying to rely solely on your efforts there's no guarantee of success. And that is why this season we are working on believing God to have miracles, the supernatural alive and working in our lives. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
And that is why I'm starting. When we went to Mampong, prophet said that you should preach the miracles. So I'm starting the miracles because we need the miracles. I am believing God for many, many more testimonies about God doing things in our lives. And it's not only, there are all kinds of miracles, all kinds of testimonies that we can have. And I'm believing God that every one of them will somehow manifest amongst us. And we'll be able to see clearly that God is on our side and is helping us. But miracles and those things is not to the one who is in need. No, you see, we sometimes think that because I need something, God will give it to me. It's not by need. Because there are people in other places like Somalia, like Afghanistan, like where again, Syria, even right now Iran. There are people who have far, far more serious needs than you. Your needs are okay. Look at you. You're not losing weight. Look at your neighbor. Pinch your neighbor's cheek and check their cheek. There's meat. Oh, hold their cheek and check. Your neighbor's cheek. Hold their cheek. Hey. Wait. Sarah, hold your neighbor's cheek and check. There's meat there. There's meat there. You can't hold doctor's cheek. I understand. There are places where there's bone and God hasn't helped them because it's not by need, it's by faith. Amen. It's not by that, oh, I need. No. It's the one who believes. He's the one who will see the hand of God. He asked him, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Who was he talking to? Ask him about who was he talking to when he said that. You have forgotten. You have forgotten. No problem. You will hear. But I want us to start a new walk. All of us, very mindful. What Pastor William said, the frontlets in front of our face. Always remember that I need a miracle. I need a miracle. And the miracle that you need, it will come because your neighbor, your classmate, your co-worker is cheating. Oh, I'm very sure. I'm very sure it's cheating. One day, a friend of mine went to do her hair. She was sitting in the salon, not in Kumasi, somewhere else. Don't worry. She was in a salon. And as she sat there doing her hair, there were two other girls also sitting there, and they were chatting. And she heard what they were saying. And one said to the other, "He will follow me like a dog." She said, "The thing is working, pa. It's working. He will follow me like a dog." And the other one was laughing, that yes, I can see it. So some of you boys, you are eating by heart. Going to eat by heart in people's rooms, you will follow somebody like a dog. Not against your will. You know that the girl, she's not the best, but somehow you keep going back. Because you have eaten something in a certain food and you ate it, all of it too. And you drank water after. Amen. No, I want you to understand. Hello. To understand that you cannot be normal because the world is not normal. My friend, she's a nurse. She said she was on the ward in a hospital in Ghana. And she was the only one on the ward, night duty. And she said that one evening, she was sitting in the ward with her patients. And one evening, the window was open. And then an owl came and sat in the window. An owl. Do you know owl? I can't say the name again, but the owl came into the, sat at the window. So she sat there, look at the owl. It was just sitting there. So she said, what is this owl doing here? So she went to drive it away. Rather, it flew into the room. So she took her, I won't say a scarf, because she shouldn't wear a scarf, but a wig. She was waving the owl. I mean, she was trying to drive the owl. It was flying around the room. She was chasing it back and forth. Then the owl came and settled on somebody's bed. She said, I've got it now. So she went to drive it away. Then she used, I think, her coat or something. She swung their coat. Then the owl just flew off and went out the window, straight out the window. Shoom, it was gone. She said, the owl is gone. So she was finished, finally. When she came, the man on whose bed she sat, he was dead. A man who was alive in the evening, just that 2 minutes, he was dead. The owl came to collect. No, so tap your neighbor and tell him, you are not correct. If you think that you alone can manage in this world against people who are tapping into powers, against people who have no reservation about any kind of cheating. So my brother, don't call a sister my brother, please. My brother, my sister, rise up and you too tap into the supernatural. That is where our power is. And when we have our powers, we shall also shine and do well. Put your hands together. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who is the one who is to lead us and bring us into all things. This morning, I pray that we will have a direct, conscious relationship with Him, and that it will be the beginning of a new walk that will bring us closer and closer to that which we actually want. Thank you, in Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This morning is a very short message because our time is already gone. But next week we'll have another. Where is Kelvin? Next week we'll have another saxophone solo. Wow. Yeah. Oh, you're clapping. He'll come if you don't. Aha. Next week. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I really enjoyed it. And may it always be a blessing to us in the way ahead of us. John chapter 2. The first miracle that Jesus did. And I want you to pay attention this morning because it is also the beginning of our study of miracles that Jesus did here in Grace Cathedral. I'm reading from the ERV. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his followers were also invited. At the wedding, there was not enough wine. So Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Jesus answered, "Dear woman, why are you telling me this? It is not yet time for me to begin my work, to show my power." That's what I was saying. It's not yet time. His mother said to the servants, "Do what he tells you." There were 6 large stone water pots there that were used by the Jews in their washing ceremonies. Each one held about 20 or 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the water pots with water." So they filled them to the top. Then he said to them, "Now dip out some water and take it to the man in charge of the feast." So they did what he said. Then the man in charge tasted it, but the water had become wine. Oh, I thought you say, because water is not wine. Water is water. It's a miracle. But the water had become wine. He did not know where the wine had come from, but the servants who brought the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom and said to him, "People always serve the best wine first. Later, when the guests are drunk, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine until now." Because what Jesus did is not inferior quality. It's the best quality, what the master made. Verse 11. This was the first of all the miracle signs Jesus did. He did it in the town of Cana in Galilee. And by this he showed his divine greatness, and his followers believed in him. Wow. Hallelujah. What a blessing. I'm waiting for our first wedding here. I don't know who it will be. Yeah, I mean, our first, no, there's been one here before. That one it wasn't our wedding. It was a hireling. So we'll have our own. I don't know who it will be, but there'll be a first wedding, and then it will be nice. Look, a wedding. I've done 3 weddings. Yeah, a wedding. Hey, look, I know why people say let's wait small for the wedding, because it is a lot of work and money. You spend money. Hey, and then you the lady, you must go and, you can't wear this dress and come to your wedding. So it's white. So Jenny said, I'm wearing white. I can go like that. No, you must go and wear a special white. And then the man too, you can't wear, men even wear, go and buy new underwear. I don't know who will see it, but very necessary. New underwear too for the wedding. I don't know. I didn't buy some. I don't know. Some clearly bought it. I mean, it is a great ceremony. And I tell people, when you are getting married, the wedding is not for you. It's for your parents to be celebrating that they have brought up a boy child or a girl child to become a grown-up. So the parents have the ones who are enjoying more, and they will do the wedding at their place, not at your church, at your father's church, because it is their ceremony and it is elaborate. Hallelujah. A wedding involves much planning. So this miracle, the first thing you must notice is that at this wedding, the wine finished. You don't understand? What you must realize is that, number one, your preparations, no matter how detailed, how much time and effort and money you spend to prepare for something, I tell you, many of them will fail. Many of them will fail. This wedding man, the groom, he had prepared his wedding, planned his wedding, sat down and called his friends that Dan Susu, brought money together to do a good wedding, and still halfway in the wedding, the wine was finished. The wine was finished. This morning, I want you to understand one. I'm just giving you what, there are many points. Just giving you one point for this morning. That your preparations for many things that you are planning to do in your life, many of them will fail. Many of them will fail. You'll be amazed. If you ask about you sitting here, is this your plan to be sitting here at this time? You had planned to be in Germany. You had planned to be in somewhere. You had planned to be doing a different course. The course you are doing, it's not your plan. No, it fell on you. Some of you are here. You are expecting to be married by now. Expecting to be in a different... Look, many of our plans will fail. Yeah, that is the nature of this world. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Proverbs 16, verse 9. It's a very... Look at what he's saying. People can plan what they want. You can sit down and make any plan. Look, you can plan. I'm going to America. I'm going to buy a car by 8:30. I'm going to build my house by 8:35. I'm going to be traveling, have a visa, have this by age 40. By 40, I have my first million. Just about, yeah. People can plan what they want to do. I said people can do what? Plan what they want to do. You can, your mouth will be free. Say what you like. Make your plans. But it is the Lord who guides the steps. Proverbs 19. this morning I'm just spending a few minutes. 1921. People might make many plans. Ask your neighbor, what are your plans? Ask your neighbor, what are your plans? What are your plans? As you are sitting here, people have plans, oh. Hey, if you had the scanner I have, you can scan people. You cannot, this person is not happy at all. He had planned to be somewhere. This person, he's not. Hey, people have plans. But you see, this morning, I came to tell you something. Many of your plans will fail. Many of your, you know, I mean, please, I'm not cursing you. I'm just describing this world to you. I'm showing you how this world is. That many of the plans you are planning to do, you are trying to do, many of them, they will not work. They will not work. I know. I've made plans before. I have planned in my life where I am. I have made many plans. After many years of planning, do you know my conclusion? My plans don't work. My conclusion is my plans don't work. You know, in my life, when I finished school, I did national service. The national service, I had a job. I've been working almost throughout my life. I've not been unemployed for any season at all. I don't remember any long season where I was without a job. I was always working. The time I was home, it was deliberate because my wife was trying to finish a project and I had to stay home with the boys. We had two boys. I had to stay home with them. So that one day I was deliberately staying home. Not that I didn't have a job. So I've been working throughout my life, different kinds of jobs. Do you know what I've realized? Should I tell you? Yeah. In my life, and I've been working for many, many years, I have never applied for a job and gotten it. No. I was surprised. The day I realized, I was shocked. All the jobs I have, somebody gave them to me. Somebody called me. There's a job. Come. All the jobs I applied for, not one. Not one did I get. Every one of them, we are sorry to say, hey, I'm here, I've had some before. Unfortunately, we are sorry to say, we regret. That's all. All my applications, that's what I get continually. And then I'll be home. And then next, before I'm aware, a friend has called me. Oh, Patrick, somebody here is looking for a pharmacist. Oh, really? Yeah. Are you available? I am. Come. Somebody here is looking for this. Are you available? I am. Come. Or somebody wants to move you. Will you go? Yes, I'll go. I go. All the... Are you listening? So, all the plans that I made for myself, none of them worked. None of them worked. All the things that I've seen. Look, you see, are you listening? When we're writing the A-levels, me and my friends, our plan was to write and then go to school. When the results came, Shabaya. You know Shabaya? Hey, our plan, me and my cousin and we have four friends. Our plans were shattered because one paper swerved us. And it's like, Lord, what is this? I wasn't a proper Christian at that time, but I still knew the Lord. Oh, yeah, I knew. I said, Lord, what is this? Because we have studied. We've done our best. And I said, I didn't deserve. And that paper, I know why I didn't pass. Because it was biology. And they gave us an enzyme to do the starch, this thing. And the enzyme failed. The enzyme was dead. Now, you do the test and it doesn't change color. So what do you do? Do you write what you see or write what you know? So we said, listen, guys, we don't know. Let's write what we see in case it is not as it is. So write what you see. So he wrote what we see. But one person in my class wrote what he knew. And he got a B. And the rest of us got a sub. Because you're supposed to see the blue but we didn't see. So according to the, he cheated. So according to the people, the thing was there, but we didn't see it. I don't know. So we all didn't go to university. So I had to go and write it again. Do you know, it was totally not my plan to write it again. But in that writing again, is where I met my wife. But you see, people make plans. Many of us, as we are sitting here, you have made plans. You have made plans for every, plans for money, plans for job, plans for travel, plans for marriage, plans for children. Some cry, my first child when I'm 22, second child 25, third child 27. Some of you are crazy. Yeah, and so I'm planning for twins. Yeah, I'm planning for twins. I want one boy, one girl. Tell me, who born you? Yeah, I'm planning one boy, one girl. I'm planning for twins. I'm planning to have a child. I'll finish by 30. 30, I'll finish all my children. Then I'm walking around. Tell somebody your plans will fail. Amen. Look at this one. 2 Kings chapter 6. About plans. 2 Kings chapter 6. A group of prophets said to Elisha, we are staying in that place over there, but it is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan River and cut some wood. Each of us will get a log and we'll build us a place to live there, a bigger place. I mean, they had a plan, a nice plan. Let's build a nice place, a nice cabin, a nice house to stay there. And Elisha said, okay, go ahead. It's a good plan. Go and do it. They said, no, please come with us. He said, okay, I will go with you. Verse 4, so they went. When they arrived at the Jordan, they began to cut down some trees. But one man, when he was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head slipped from the handle and fell into the water. When an iron axe head falls into the water, where does it go? Straight down. Straight down into the bottom of the river in the mud. And the man said, oh, pastor, I borrowed that axe. Tell your neighbor, don't borrow things. No, please tap me on the shoulder. Tell him, don't. You see the trouble of borrowing things. You spoil somebody's laptop. Don't borrow things. Don't borrow phone and don't borrow things. Don't borrow car. Don't borrow. Look, when somebody's thing spoils, now you have a bill. And maybe Christ was going to spoil already. And then you were the one holding it at that time. How do I feel? It's not my fault. It's your fault. You were using it. And the man of God said, where did it fall? They showed Elisha the place where the axe head fell. Then he cut a stick and threw the stick into the water. And the stick made the iron axe head float. No, I'll explain. But number one, many of the things you are planning, they will end in disaster. You are making a plan to do business. Before you are aware, the money has been scattered by somebody who is standing by you. The man is, look, now there are scammers and thieves and cheaters and some cry out there. Even your, I can't say your relative, but it's your relative. Hey, sometimes it's somebody who's on your skin. My friend, he was abroad and he said he wants to build a house in Ghana. And he said that I've heard the stories of all kinds of scamming and cheating by brothers and cousins and friends. So I know what I will do. I will go and tell my father-in-law, a respected man. My father-in-law, a respected man, that this man, please, I'm sending you money to build me a house. So his wife's father. So he told his wife's father, please, this is the plan. The man said, it's a good plan. It's a good plan. Send the money. Send the money. So he sent the money. Oh, yes. In thousands of a certain currency. He sent the money. Sent the money. He was sending. He was working somewhere. We were working with together. He was sending the money. Sending the money. Then he said, and they were sending pictures. That It's amazing. They will send pictures. So he had pictures of the house as it was coming up. Very nice house. Oh, he was happy. He was really happy. Then after some years, I don't know how many years it was, he came to Ghana to come and see his house. Finally. Look, do you know broken hearts? When he came and saw the house, do you know what he saw? Even the foundation wasn't finished. Even the foundation was not finished. They had dug the ground and everything. And then, and, you know, your father-in-law, how can you ask a question? How can you ask him any question? He just stood there, looked at the site, shook his head, turned around, went to the airport, flew back. He hasn't come to Ghana again. Yeah. He hasn't come to Ghana. At least this is about 20 years now. I've not heard he's come to Ghana again. He has just said, he said that, forget it, forget it. He can't quarrel with the father-in-law. And the wife too said, it's my father. You can't quarrel. So he just said, forget it, forget it. He just packed. Tell somebody your plans. You are making plans. You are making plans. How many can even begin to see now that your plans are not working? You can begin to see. And you see, the man whose axe fell in the water, even as his working cry, along the way, something, what? Somebody, a friend, he was saving money. He was saving money for a project. And they were saying that, you know something, we are doing some fundraising in church. He said, no. The money is for a project that I am saving. So he kept the money. It was was together somewhere for a project. He said, as he had reached the target and he was about to start the project, then his mother came. His mother said, do you know mothers, when they want to squeeze you, they can squeeze you. The mother came and said, Akwesi, Miyaska, for something. He said, oh, you see, you can't say I don't have because it's your mother. So he said, oh, he couldn't say it. What? She said, no, Jai, for mommy, why? She took the money he had saved. She took it. Tell him, up to today, do you know, up to today, about 27 years or 30 years, up to today, that money has not come back. Yeah, I mean, you see, we are making plans, and all the plans that you are making, one little axe head can fall in the water and it's gone. And then now you have gone to borrow the axe head. Now you are now in debt. After going to, your plan didn't work, and at the end of it all, rather you are owing money. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. You are now owing money, and your case is even worse than the beginning. And what you had planned to do for your promotion is now a demotion, and it's sending you backwards. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 5. Yeah, we are making plans for things. And Jesus stood by the lake, and the crowd pushed. And he saw two boats at the shore. The fishermen were washing their nets. Then he got into the boats. And verse 4, he finished preaching and said to Simon, take the boats into the deep water. If all of you put your... Okay, launch out into this one. I like the King James. Let's go to the King James. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled. He didn't say we have worked. We have toiled all the night and taken nothing. Look, many people have worked too. People have, look, as you see people walking around, no money, no car, no house, no phone. The phone has sellotape and glue, super glue holding the phone. Like my phone right now is breaking the four lines. Now it's four lines. It was three. Now it's four lines. You see their phone. People have worked. Not that they are lazy, but they have worked hard.
and they have nothing still. They have nothing still. People have tried. Look, we tell somebody, be very slow. Oh, you might mean, tell them, be very slow. To call somebody lazy or useless or not intelligent. Be very slow. Because people have worked. Oh, hey, people have worked. We had a friend. We call him Double. Yeah, Double. He was, when you're going to classroom, he's sitting there. When you have closed prep and you're going to the dormitory, he's sitting there. Learning, working every Pasco, everything. He's working. And he always had a chewing stick. I don't know where it's from. Had a chewing stick in his mouth. And he was chewing and learning, always learning. When the results came for the O levels, hey, it was disgraceful. We who were normally decent, we had good aggregates, very good aggregates. This our guy, Charlie, 27 or something like that. After all the toil, he had nothing. And you see, people can't believe it. As I'm speaking, somebody's here say, oh, this man is a few unfortunate people who are not lucky that their things worked. Me, my plans. Everybody says me. My case is different. Everybody thinks that your case, your issue, your particular one will work. And that what you are talking about, oh yeah, of course, there are a few people who don't do well. There are a few people who come short. I mean, of course, there are a few people who die early, a few people who don't marry, a few who don't born children, a few of everything, but not me. Tap your neighbor and tell him, many plans of men don't work. Amen. Because the guy doing the wedding, he had planned. He had done everything he could, ready for the wedding. And then the thing, time comes and it all fails. Amen. But what happens? So what are we supposed to do? I mean, all this failing, do we accept the failure? Do we stay down like that? Oh, we don't have money. We don't have a car. Is that our portion? Not at all. Not at all. Because Mary said something, that Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And said, Jesus, I know you can do something. I know you can do something. Because she knew, he hadn't done anything yet. But she knew who he was. And she knew what he stood for. So she told them, Jesus is here. And he said, hey, madam, please, I beg you, what's going on? He said, no. I know you can help in this situation. You can do something in this situation. So in that situation, Jesus out of respect to his mother, and his mother was special to him throughout his life. When he was dying, crying, she was the one he was caring for. As for the father, I don't know what became of him, but it's okay. My house crowd, children are mothers, boys are mothers. There's some magic, there's a certain magic there. Anyway, so Jesus was asked to step in. And this is the important point I want you to make. Today, only 2 points. One is your plans will fail. They will fail. Don't worry at all, they will fail. I mean, don't tell somebody when they are failing, don't be disturbed. Okay, because like me in the failure, I got a wife. So don't be too disturbed. No, I'm comforting you. Don't be too disturbed. I mean, you find that things, something, but don't accept all failures. I'm coming. Before you draw a conclusion. The second thing is this. They said, Jesus is here. What is he going to do? And then he called the guys and said, listen, we don't have wine. It's hard to get wine at this point in time. Where are you going to get wine from? Where in the town? What are we going to do? So, what are you going to do? Easy. Tell somebody easy. Oh, say it well. Easy. What are you going to do? Take what you can get. Take what you can get. What can you get? Water. Oh, bravo, master. We are not looking for water. We are looking for wine. It's not water we want to serve. We want to serve wine. You say, yes, you don't have wine. But Exodus chapter 4. When God was talking to Moses in the wilderness, and he said, I've come to do a great work. Exodus chapter 4, please, quickly. I've come to deliver the people and to do a great work. And then Moses said, this thing I'm saying, they don't think I'm the one to do it. And then verse 2, then he asked him a question. What is that you have in your hand? What is that you have in your hand? Listen, when God is going to do anything, any miracle for you, it's always something that is right within your reach. It is never, if the miracle is also impossible to get, then you are in a difficult position. It is always something that is within your reach. Whatever you need for the miracle to happen, it's something that you can do your part. Amen. I didn't hear amen. Amen. You can do your part. There is always a part that depends on us. The man at the pool, he said, get up and walk. The man at the gate, he said, get up and walk. Take up your mat, go home, get up, do something. Go to the priest and show yourself on the way. There's always something you must do for your miracle to come to pass. But that thing, it is always within your reach. Are you listening to me? It is always within your reach. Hallelujah. This morning, I want you to, we are starting a walk. We are starting a, are you here this morning? You have become quiet. We are starting a walk, not a walk, a new life. We are starting a new life of something. And this life, the normal life of normal men is too hard. The life of normal men, what ordinary people go, is not nice. The average Ghanaian is not like you. No, no, no. He's very poor. He's a villager. Going by average is what? The total divided by 2. That average Ghanaian is a very poor man. He has nothing. No house, no nothing, nothing, nothing. We are, how many million Ghanaians in the country? 30 million. Pardon? 32 million. And there are only about 1.7 million cars. What does that mean? About 30 million don't have car. You see many, many cars on the streets. You see many houses. You think that the country is catered for. Not at all. Not at all. The vast majority don't have any car at all and don't have a hope of getting car. No. This natural world. This natural world. Look. You are struggling to get into university. You say, oh, thousands are applying and thousands to thousands. How many more thousands are outside? How many more thousands don't even qualify to apply? And don't even make it to do WASI and beyond? No, no, no. Your plans. I came this morning to tell you your plans. They sound good because you made them. Yeah, you made them, of course. You make yourself any bad plan. I mean, who will plan to marry an ugly woman? Raise your hand. My plan is to marry an ugly woman. No. I want to marry a man who has no teeth and nothing. Whose plan is that? No. Whose plan is that? I want to marry a man who has only one hand and one leg. I want to buy a car that doesn't work. Whose plan is that? No. All your... Even look at your neighbor, even you sitting here, want to buy a Range Rover and a rest. Look at you. Look at your neighbor sitting here. Do you know a Range Rover? Have you seen some before? They are sitting here, you're looking for dreaming about. We make high plans. But I came to tell you that many of those plans will not work. No. And even your efforts are trying to make them work, many will come short. And that is why the end of that wedding, the judge, the master of ceremonies, he called the groom and said, "Hey, I have been to weddings. I have drunk wine. I'm a master wine taster. I know these things. This wine you are serving here is the best. It is I've been to a lot. It is the greatest I have tasted about wine and party. This kebab, this thing is the best." That is what happens when the miracle of God begins to be activated in your life. The end result of your life is the best. It's the best. I mean, people will be amazed. Say, "Hey, how did you get here? But I know you. I mean, you were an ordinary guy in the area. I know you. I saw you as a child. I know you. You're my classmate. I know you in school. You are nowhere near a kind of person like this." Because the miracle that when God does and follows through to the end is the best. What will happen to you after God has finished with you? You now, you'll be happy to be yourself. You say, "I'm glad I'm me." Not many can say, "I'm glad I'm me." Not many can say, "I'm happy I am who I am." If you like, ask your neighbor. They always want to change something small about themselves. True or not true? You want to adjust more, a bit of height, a bit of color, a bit of lightness, a bit of darkness, a bit of weight, a bit of so. Everybody wants to change something about themselves. Nobody says that, "Oh, I like me the way I am." But I tell you, when God has finished with you, you say, "I like me. I am the best version of myself." Because the wine that you make, when he has finished, is the best. It's the best. Hallelujah. All that it takes is something. I mean, this morning, to have to Romans. This morning, to have what it takes. Romans 10. Verse 8. What it takes. Give me the King James. But what says the word? The word, the miracle, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. And where? And in thy heart. Are you listening? For a miracle to take place, it begins in these two places, in thy mouth and in thy heart. Your mouth, listen, that it is among the most versatile organs you have. It can say anything. To make a confession, there is no restriction on what you can say. You can say, "Taniba, I'll buy a car for you tomorrow." "Taniba, I'll buy a car for you tomorrow." You said it. It's free. Yeah, you can say anything. Do you understand? Listen, it is limitless. There is no restriction on what you can say. You can say, "Taniba, tomorrow I'm going to America." "Taniba, tomorrow. Tomorrow, Monday. You will say it. "Tomorrow, Monday, I'm going to America." Who has arrested you? Who has caught you? Nobody. But listen. But also in thy heart. In thy heart. Your heart is where you believe. Your heart is where the truth. You know, in your heart, the most difficult person to deceive is yourself. Because as you are saying, you know the truth. As you are saying, "I'll give you money," you know I don't have money. As you are saying, "I'll be there," you know I won't be there. In your heart is where the truth resides. And that is where the miracles begin. Because you must believe in your heart. You must what? Believe where? In your heart. You must believe it. No. It's not simply just confessing, and just saying. No, as for saying, people say things. One of the most interesting things is when they ask somebody a question and say, "Oh, I'm getting married next year." Then they start laughing. Because what you are saying, you know that's not true.
and then your own words are fighting you. Listen this morning. I want us to believe, all of us to believe. Amen. Are you listening? Aren't you to believe something this morning? That, Lord, is what Jesus said. Not my will, but thine be done. It sounds like a very high spiritual. It is because my will, our will, is often dubious and suspicious. Many of the times, what we are looking for ourselves, they are based on selfishness and pride. I mean, you want to drive a Mercedes Benz because you can show off. Not because it's a better car. You don't know a good car. You don't know a better car. You just want to show off. So sometimes we are looking for things that their motives are not good and are not right. And God doesn't answer to those things. No, he doesn't do things for show for any reason at all. What he does is for the good of mankind. This morning, Lord, do what you will do. Amen. Lord, do what you will do. And the miracle that God will do in your life, it is possible. It is within reach. Sometimes we wonder, can it happen? Can this be? Can this be? It can be. It can be. Yeah, it can be. I want everybody here to determine in your hearts, I will build a house. The grown-ups, I will build a house. Because sometimes it's like, I'm just managing. No. I will build a house. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Yeah. All those who are working, all those who are of a certain age, I will build a house. Yeah. It's like, how is it possible? No. It is. And you see, the plans to build a house, you will see, they won't work. You will see, I'm planning to buy land, my hometown. When you go there, your uncle now will serve you. I'm planning to go and do something here. The cement you're going to buy, it will all cake and become like stones in your house. You're going to buy iron rods. When they come, they'll cheat you and give you some melted iron. The scams, there are too many. No, your plans. Lord, lead me. And then, how he will lead you, that next step is within your reach. That next step, the miracle is within your reach. It's something you will say, but you must believe first. It must be this morning. I'm not too worried because we are talking about impossible things. With men, it's impossible, but not with God. And many of us, we are programmed to be understanding. We are programmed to know what can happen and what can't happen. And we are reasonable. And we know that this can happen, this can't. That's how we are. So it's a journey we are on. That my aim is to change your heart. My aim is to change your heart to the point where you believe. You believe. That's why we'll have testimonies. We'll be sharing testimonies every morning. My aim is that you will get to the point where you will say that, listen, I don't care about me again, but I'm going to follow God. And God, that miracle, you know, Shadrach was trying to find his own way to raise money to buy a laptop. But God has a better way, a faster way, an easier way by following him. By following him, not in lip service, but with your hearts. By following him, let's go and listen to the prophet. Let's go and do church work deeper. Tell somebody, doing church work is the best way to become prosperous. Tell them, doing church work, working for God, is the best way to become prosperous. And look, you'll be amazed at the thing that will happen to you as you're working like that. May your miracle start. Don't be disappointed.
when your plans don't work.
No.
If they had worked, you may end up in a very bad place. One man got up and went to America after many, many efforts. He finally got to America and he was there. When they came to see him after some years, do you know where they found him? Do you know where they found him? In a gay bar. Because he couldn't get a job. And they finally got him a job as a bartender. So he said, okay, I'll take it. But when he got there, you know, one day my friend took me to a bar. I had a friend, he took me to a bar to when we were going to work there. When I got there, I said, ah, this place is funny. He said, he didn't say anything. I said, I don't like the place. The place is funny. So, and there were people there. And as we were walking up and down, I said, listen, what is this place? Then he asked me, don't you know? I said, no, what? He said, it's a gay bar. I said, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? He said, oh, he's working something small. I should just be with him. It is a very awkward place. And this guy got a job in America, got into a gay bar. After some years, what happened to him? He became gay. He became gay. His plans. He never saw himself as a gay. But the road he was on, that's where it took him. And when God is breaking some of those rules, you are fighting God. No. No, not anymore. Amen. Not anymore. We'll stop fighting God. We're going to now be people who have a heart and a belief in God. God, do what you will do. Hallelujah. This morning, this is the beginning of miracles. May God start a miracle in your life. May you not be disturbed by the happenings around you. As you commit yourself into the hand of God. It is the word, Romans 10:8. Is the word in your heart, not in your head, in your heart, that you truly believe. That is what will be the key to your miracle. It is God going to open a door for you that is something that you have never imagined. And when he has finished with you, when God has finished with you, your life will be, I don't know how to say, too nice. I mean, to say it will be too nice. This is, you'll be so happy. You'll be amazed at what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we pray. Pray this morning, Bakiriyanda, that your hand is what will guide us. Lord, our thoughts, our plans often come short. Often are based on human pride and human limitations and a bit of selfishness, and our plans are not deep plans. But this morning, oh God, this morning, we commit everything into your hands. This morning we say, Lord, let your will be done. And what it takes to do that will, Lord, is right before us. Thy word is in our mouths and in our hearts. I pray, oh God,
thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.